Welcome to the final segment of the MindPower Home Study Program. I'm in the studio right now, and what I'm going to be doing is showing you how you can design your own MindPower program specifically designed for your needs and goals. But before I do that, I want to take you back to the beginning of how this course was created. I was in my mid-20s when I first became interested in MindPower. And I began to read and research all I could on the subject. And I found that after a number of years, I became very knowledgeable on the subject, but I couldn't really demonstrate it. It seemed that all I was getting was positive thinking, motivation, inspiration, and I mean, it was good material, but it wasn't the real essence of mind power. So what I did is I decided to go back into the woods in British Columbia and Canada, and I built myself a cabin, and I resolved to get to the bottom of it. I said, either this stuff works or it doesn't. And if it works, I want to see it demonstrating in my life. And I searched through all the different areas. I looked into physics, into science, into psychology, into religion, into positive thinking, into every possible aspect, everything that had something to do with mind power. And I took from all of them what I felt was the most valuable. And then from that, what I began to do is to begin to experiment with it. Some of the techniques I found worked really well and didn't really need anything other than what they were. Other techniques didn't work at all. I don't know why people were even teaching them. Some of the techniques needed fine-tuning, had to be refined. Some of the information you're getting in the course came directly from my subconscious. In fact, that was a very exciting point at being in the woods, is when I started to draw directly from the subconscious, getting information beyond what I or anybody else knew. And you can do that as well. And over 3 years, I put together this program. Now, when I first came out and started teaching this program, what I found is that some of the information that I presented in week number one was too early, that people weren't getting it, that they needed a better foundation. And so I moved that material into lecture number four. Some of the material that I was presenting in lecture number four, really what happened is you needed it earlier. So I moved it up to lecture number one or lecture number two. And so for the first year or so, I experimented with this training, changing it, adding things, deleting things, getting it to where it was working exactly the way I wanted it, so that my students would come out of this training having something very powerful, that they would be able to demonstrate mind power. Now, what's quite remarkable is that I have been teaching this course for almost 30 years now, and yet the training has not changed at all. I've changed, I've grown, I have greater insights, but the training has not changed. And the reason the training has not changed is that the system is perfect the way it is. It takes any individual who's willing to come in with a clear and open mind and is willing to work at it, willing to follow the exercises, follow the system, then that individual will get mind power.